1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continuing to ease. The government Tuesday reported a rise of just 0.1% in wholesale inflation from June to July, 2.2% year to year. Today we get the retail inflation snapshot.
Today's consumer price index is expected to show drops month to month and in year over year increases in what we're paying for just about everything. Tuesday's producer price index, which measures prices on the wholesale levels, reflected those trends. But as we've learned, these indices don't always move in tandem.
ABC's Daria Albinger. U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk headed for Egypt, trying to get Hamas and Israel to show up for Gaza ceasefire talks Thursday. President Biden went to New Orleans to announce $150 million in grants to boost cancer research. U.S. Customs and Border Protection paying $45 million to settle allegations the agency discriminated against pregnant employees. This is ABC News. In Ocala, Florida, trial underway for Susan Lawrence, the white woman who fatally shot her black neighbor in a dispute.
In opening statements, the defense argued Lawrence fired the single gunshot through her locked door because she felt threatened. But prosecutors pointed to inconsistencies in Lawrence's story and behavior. The 911 call that day was played in court, Lawrence sounding hysterical.
Oh my God, this lady tried to break down my door. I shot through the door.
But the deputy who transported her for questioning testified that her demeanor was indifferent.
ABC's Lionel Moise. Huey Lewis to star in a mockumentary about himself. Deadline.com reported Fox will develop a half-hour series, Whatever Happened to Huey Lewis, based on him navigating his life after being diagnosed with hearing loss that's left him unable to sing. The series described as also starring Lewis's codependent family and eccentric celebrity friends. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes
John
Awareness
Partner.
John Mino
and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, it's been a while, but Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration is back in the studio with us.
And we're moving with the Melcors with Ben and Deanna Melcor. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ooh, it was a busy and warm day at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days yesterday. Morning, everybody. Glad I'm back in the studio, I'll tell you. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, tickled to join you for a Wednesday update. We'll talk a little bit about Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, some of the folks we caught up with. Remember, that show continues today in Cadott at the Country Music Fest grounds. That runs from 9 until 4 today and tomorrow. If I were you, I'd try to get there today. It looks like the weather is favorable for a lot of outdoor activities today. We do have to burn off a little fog, maybe about 9 o'clock this morning. Then the rest of the day looks sunny. High temperatures probably 80 to 83 degrees, depending on where you are. Then, as the afternoon rolls in, clouds will start to build, and overnight we've got a good chance of picking up rain, maybe even a thunder boomer in some areas. All day Thursday, rain and thunderstorms are in the forecast. So like I said, if you want to be able to walk around Tent City and enjoy that, you might want to think that through. I'm sure my friends at the Badgers Team and Gas Engine Club grounds outside of Baribor thinking about the weather as well. Their 61st annual event gets started on Friday, and this year they're paying honor to the J.I. Case Company. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the morning unfolds. Catching up with our friends from the Steffes Group, big dairy auction that's coming up a little bit later this month you might want to be involved in. Randy Kath is going to give us a detailed update on that. And taking it to the fields, finding out how this crop of 2024 is coming along. So a lot of different information. 10 pounds in a 5-pound sack, as my dad would say. We'll get started with that next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Dairy Girl Network invites all dairy women to join them at their biannual conference in Kansas City. The Forward Together Conference is November 5th through 7th and features 25 speakers with breakout sessions and time to connect with fellow farm women. The conference also has a trade show, shopping, and photo headshots. For full details and to register, visit dairygirlnetwork.com. Registration deadline is October 8th.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Ticks may be small and fairly common, but they are not harmless. Some ticks that people are finding are new to Wisconsin, and if they bite you, could give you diseases like an allergy to meat. That's why tick checks are so important. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. When you find ticks, consider sending them to the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. They are collecting ticks to get a better understanding of what types are living in Wisconsin and the consequences they have for our health. Alex Linz is an associate research scientist with the Institute. She tells us how your tick check at the end of the day can help.
So we're really interested in ticks and tick-borne disease here at Marshfield Clinic. It's something that really impacts people in our area. And we were kind of brainstorming ways that we could get a lot of ticks for our study. And we can certainly go out and collect them from the woods ourselves, but sometimes it can be a little hit or miss in terms of how many ticks you get. And, you know, we thought, we're always hearing stories about people who say, oh, yeah, I go out hiking and my dog and I pick up ticks all the time. So we thought we'd just ask members of the public to send us ticks. And we have been absolutely blown away by the response.
So you said you were blown away by the responses. Tell me just how many ticks you've received.
We've received 5,125 ticks.
What are you looking for specifically? And is the and are the ticks telling you what you want to know?
So we have sort of two aims with this research. One is to get an inventory of what species are in Wisconsin. So we expected we'd mainly get the American dog tick or wood tick, and that's the big one that you usually see, and the deer tick or black-legged tick, which is a really teeny tiny one that carries most of the tick-borne diseases in Wisconsin. And we're definitely seeing a lot of those ticks, which is really great. That's what we expected. But we've gotten so many ticks sent to us that we're starting to see the more rare ticks as well, including the Lone Star tick.
Tell me more about the Lone Star tick. Where is that typically found, and why are we seeing it in Wisconsin?
So the Lone Star tick is typically found further south in the United States where they have warmer winters. You can identify because it's got this white spot on its back. That's why it's called the Lone Star tick, because of that white spot. And it's been slowly moving north. And especially as our winters get warmer, then it doesn't kill off a lot of those arthropods that can't survive in the cold. And so we think that's why the Lone Star is moving up into Wisconsin. It's unclear yet whether it's reproducing in Wisconsin or whether we just get new migrants every year. But we can tell you it is definitely in Wisconsin.
And there are some potential health effects from these new ticks that you've seen. The Lone Star tick is one of them. I've also saw that you found brown dog ticks. What are some of the health impacts of these guys?
So the Lone Star tick can cause alpha-gal syndrome, which is the meat allergy. So if you get bit by this tick, there's a chance that you will become allergic to mammalian meat. So, you know, beef and pork, and you wouldn't be able to eat it. So that's really unfortunate. The brown dog tick, most of those we've received are actually further south, so we're not really seeing those in Wisconsin, but dog ticks can carry things like Rocky Mountain spotted fever and infectious rickettsia species. We don't see those as often in Wisconsin, but they are here occasionally, and that's something that we are concerned could become more of a problem for Wisconsinites.
And it's concerning because we are always still trying to wrap our arms around a disease that we already see pretty often in Wisconsin, Lyme disease. And I mean, that has its own host of issues that you continue to remind the public is problematic. Can you walk us through what is Lyme disease and how we're getting it from the ticks that are prevalent in Wisconsin?
Lyme disease is carried by the deer tick, so the really tiny ones that are hard to spot, which is really unfortunate. It's caused by bacteria of Borrelia species. And it's injected into you when the tick bites. So if you get bitten by a tick, there's a chance it carries this, and then another chance it transmits this bacteria into you, and you may get infected with Lyme disease. Typically, there'll be an acute Lyme stage. So this is where you watch out for that bullseye rash and a fever and joint aches. Typically, it'll be within a couple weeks after your bite. Not everyone gets the bullseye rash, or it may be somewhere that's really hard to find, like in your armpit. So that's something that, you know, if you've been bit by a tick and you think it might have been a deer tick, definitely watch out for those symptoms and seek care if you do feel really terrible after getting bitten by a tick. If untreated, Lyme disease can cause other issues. It can infect the heart. It can infect your nervous system. So definitely want to get that treated right away. One thing, it's possible that there could be some long-term lingering effects of Lyme. That's still an area of active research, including here at Marshfield Clinic.
So, I mean, in Wisconsinites, we love being outdoors in the summertime. But my gosh, if you don't protect yourselves from ticks, these are issues that could last with you, I mean, forever. Lyme disease, allergy to beef. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. So these are long-term impacts, but it sounds like the solutions are pretty simple.
Yep. Yeah. And you can definitely take steps to protect yourself while you're outside, you know, using insect repellent, wearing long sleeves, long pants, tucking everything into everything else, your pants into your socks. Even if it looks dorky, it helps keep the ticks off of you. And then checking for ticks and having someone else help you check for ticks when you're finished with your outdoor activity.
The public are more than welcome to participate. Are you still taking ticks, and how can people be a part of this?
Yeah, so we are definitely still taking ticks. We have boxes of tick kits available places around Marshfield and some local state parks in central Wisconsin. Otherwise, you can email us at ticks, T-I-C-S, at marshfieldclinic.org. That stands for Tick Inventory via Citizen Science. And we will mail some kits to wherever you'd like. When you do find a tick, you can drop it in the little baggie enclosed. Fill out a quick survey to tell us where you found this tick and a little more information about it, like what did it bite anyone, was it on you or your dog, and then mail that back to us. We'll take it, we'll identify it, and post it on our dashboard. There's a unique ID with each kit, so you can look up the tick that you sent to us on our dashboard after we identify it.
Those are the action steps that the public can take at this time.
Yeah.
But for you, Alex, I mean, what's next for you? How long will you be collecting ticks?
We're continuing to collect ticks throughout the season, so all the way through October, whenever it gets cold enough that their activity stops. Next step for us is we're really interested in the microbes that these ticks carry, both the pathogenic ones that cause disease and non-pathogenic. We're interested to see if there's any impacts that their microbiome has, so there's lots of other microbes inside these ticks. And do these other microbes make it more or less likely that a tick will carry and transmit disease? We're also hoping to learn a lot about tick genetics from this study. So we'll be able to tell if there's been like new introductions of ticks, or is it all just one population that's out there reproducing? So next step for us is to do a whole lot of sequencing over the winter here.
You'll have your work cut out for you this winter with all these ticks that are coming in. That's
Yes, but that's good news. Yes, definitely.
Gosh, Alex, anything else I should be asking you before I let you go today?
Just the last thing is that one thing we hope people get from this study is a greater awareness of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases in Wisconsin. Definitely know what to look out for with those ticks, what symptoms might mean that you need to seek care and get some help, get checked out for one of the tick-borne diseases. So we hope that people learn more about ticks in Wisconsin through our study.
Alex Linz along with us from the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, where they're collecting your ticks with the hopes of finding new information to keep Wisconsinites safe. You can request a prepaid collection kit to be sent to you by emailing TICS@marshfieldclinic.org. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Going really, really well, though. A lot of people commented about that. So I guess that's kind of the good news. Better get that hay picked up and done, though, pretty quick. That, what, as soon as tonight things start changing?
Yeah, that's it. And that far western edge of Wisconsin, maybe even late this afternoon, there could be just a sprinkle or two.
And now if we pick it up tonight and let's say Thursday, is it gone by the time we get to Badger's Team and Gas Engine Show on Friday?
A little possibility lingers for Friday. We're not going to clear it out, Pam, and say it's going to be perfectly dry. There's a chance a little lingering shower may follow after all of this. But we do indeed have to talk about rain, especially for day three of Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days. Low pressure is out to the west of Nebraska, South Dakota this morning. Going to dive a little further southeast into Nebraska, even northern Kansas. Turn sharply northeast then, up into Minnesota and heading up into far north central Wisconsin. As we wrap up Thursday and head to Friday, there are showers right around the eastern parts of Nebraska, west and southwest parts of Iowa this morning, scattering all the way back to Montana. Now, the front's not all that organized yet today. We are going to see a little more of a southeast breeze ahead of it, warm and a little more sticky type day coming in store. Some patchy fog in many spots, especially western Wisconsin, but then over in the east as well. So don't be surprised by a little foggy start. But that rain chance then could enter into far western Wisconsin late today. The rest of us, I really don't expect we talk about a rain chance until well into the nighttime or the very earliest parts of Thursday morning, especially in far eastern Wisconsin. But showers and then thunderstorms developing, lasting through Thursday and into Thursday night. Pretty easily, some half to one inch amounts of rain are going to be seen. Localized heavier thunderstorms may make some heavier amounts. Some indication maybe in the far west and southwest, and then across the southern edge of Wisconsin, rain may be heavier. We'll have to follow that. But then just a scattered shower could linger late Friday, and pretty nice for the weekend, although maybe a little sprinkle around later Saturday. I don't think we'd feel bad about that one. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
Come find us in Agribusiness Tent 2 at this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, booth number S253. That's Agribusiness Tent 2, number S253.
Yep, that's where you'll find them. And I'm getting some updates this morning. It looks like we've got Scott out by the West Allis area. Patchy fog out there, Stu, just like you said, here in the Madison area. They're talking about down to a third of a mile visibility if you've got to be moving around.
Yep, give yourself the extra time. Use the headlights. Can't say that enough. Patchy fog this morning. Skies, though, becoming mostly sunny. Maybe clouds building in already this afternoon in the west and toward the south. And I'm expecting temps up in the 80s today. Low to mid-80s, 84, 85, maybe a warm spot. And winds become southeast 5 to 10. Skies will become mostly cloudy. And late in the night, a shower, even a thunderstorm developing. A small chance toward only very early morning in the east. Now I'd expect temps in the mid-60s overnight with a southeast breeze. And mostly cloudy Thursday. Showers, some thunderstorms, a morning wave, maybe an afternoon possibility toward evening. Temps in the mid and upper 70s. South winds stronger, even gusting to 25. Still some rain Thursday night, especially in the central and eastern parts of the state. But by Friday, partly sunny, just a small chance of an afternoon shower. And in the mid-70s, Pam, and then drier and nice, you know, low 80s already by Sunday and Monday.
All right, so not bad that way. Very good. All right, buddy, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with the weather details. What are you seeing out there? Feel free to use our talk text line just like Scott did this morning. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Let us know what's happening in your backyard as far as weather or whatever may be up.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It may be one of the prettiest fair sites in the state, and Brown County has hosted its historic fair along the riverfront in West De Pere for more than 165 years. The theme is a little something for everyone, and they're not kidding. There's a demolition derby, a professional rodeo competition, horse, truck, and tractor pulls, special shows just for the kids, nightly live music, exhibits including everything from animals to antiques, photography to woodworking, rooster crowing contest, games, rides, homemade wine and beer judging, and food. Lots of food. Oh, your admission price, including parking, rides, and all the events. How about that? Fairgrounds open at 8 a.m. Carnival area gets going after 11, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It all shuts down at 10:30, 11:30 on weekend nights. The Brown County Fair runs Wednesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 18th. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Winkler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continuing to ease. The government Tuesday reported a rise of just 0.1% in wholesale inflation from June to July, 2.2% year to year. Today we get the retail inflation snapshot.
Today's consumer price index is expected to show drops month to month and in year over year increases in what we're paying for just about everything. Tuesday's producer price index, which measures prices on the wholesale levels, reflected those trends. But as we've learned, these indices don't always move in tandem.
ABC's Daria Albinger. U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk headed for Egypt, trying to get Hamas and Israel to show up for Gaza ceasefire talks Thursday. President Biden went to New Orleans to announce $150 million in grants to boost cancer research. U.S. Customs and Border Protection paying $45 million to settle allegations the agency discriminated against pregnant employees. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on 4 carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually put yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our series on the Federal Electoral Count Reform Act shows that it does offer protections of presidential elections from fake electors and rogue legislatures and clarifies rules, deadlines, and responsibilities for the states. But that doesn't stop local partisan loyalists from throwing a wrench in the works. We've reported on Otero County, New Mexico, and Cochise County, Arizona, where partisan loyalists initially refused to certify election results in 2022, using bogus fraud claims as a pretext. In both cases, their secretaries of state compelled certification through the courts. Then last week, the Georgia State Election Board voted to allow individual members of county election boards to do their own investigations before certifying results. Democracy advocacy organizations are sounding the alarm, citing counties around the U.S. where professional election officials were replaced by party loyalists. The Washington Post reports that county officials in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada also tried to block certifications in 2022. It may be that GOP strategists are banking on delaying the national certification, buying time to dig up irregularities. Or more likely, they hope their challenges will end up in enough friendly courtrooms to overturn the results. Tomorrow, a new report from Ethics Watchdog Crew detailing ways to combat this local obstruction. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
They played Baltimore. They'll have about 72 hours to put together the roster.
Well, the harvest of 2024 probably about to begin in the next couple of weeks. Corn silage probably coming off a lot of these fields. But boy, oh boy, is it going to be a challenge. You know, a lot of fields, if you drive across the state of Wisconsin, may have a bare spot dead in the middle. Or maybe you've got beautiful corn up on the high ground and really short stuff that's kind of behind on the low ground. We've got to try to figure out how to pull that all together. Steve Bailey from Helena Agri is going to give us his observations on that and what farmers need to think about. Stick around. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Glad to be in studio. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. Yesterday was a hot one at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Remember, that show continues today, 9 until 4. Tomorrow, 9 until 4, just outside of Cadott. Today is the 14th day of August. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1935, the Social Security Act was signed into law by President Franklin Roosevelt. The act, originally proposed to Congress, was under the name Economic Security Bill. It was actually drafted by the Committee on Economic Security, whose executive staff director was Edwin E. Whitty, an economics professor at UW-Madison and a prominent social insurance expert. Social Security Act signed into law on this day back in 1935. We just wrapped up the Olympics in Paris. Did you know the first Youth Olympics started back in 2010? The International Olympic Committee held the very first one in Singapore. And just like the Youth Olympics, they're held, just like the regular Olympics, the Youth Olympics are held every 4 years, both summer and winter versions. The first Winter Youth Olympics was in Innsbruck, Austria, 2012. Only athletes between the age of 14 to 18 are allowed to compete in those Youth Olympics. And speaking of youth, let's say happy birthday this morning to actress Halle Berry. She's 58 years young. Actor, comedian, musician Steve Martin is 79. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. You want to pick up the phone and give them a call? You can definitely do that. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Happy to welcome in today Randy Kath from the Steffes Group. We've got a big auction coming up in southern Wisconsin that's got some prime real estate that's ready to sell. Randy, tell us a little bit about this Dane County Dairy. You've been working with this one kind of in phases.
Absolutely. So we kind of got on the project back in May. We sold cattle and equipment in June, getting the real estate ready to roll. 386 acres on 1,000 cow dairy just outside of Sun Prairie, and ready to close the auction on August 27th. So it's coming up quick.
Yeah, and what kind of interest have you had in that? That's some pretty high-value land right there, Randy.
Yeah, it's good ground, not only for the ag side, but potentially development side as well. There's been multiple interest units there, not only from the farmer point of view, dairy point of view, investor point of view, even some custom heifer raising opportunities there. So potentially a multi-use product, and you know, ultimately we've had a wide range of potential buyers from those areas and out of state as well as overseas. Had a showing from Scotland here a couple weeks ago, and so there's been really good interest in it so far.
Wow, interesting. Now, remember, folks, if you want to take a closer look at the land details, specifically what the makeup is, the Steffes Group has done all that research for you. It will give you the type of soils you're working with. It'll give you the slopes. It'll give you all of that. You can go to steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFESgroup.com. And just look for the Dane County Dairy and Land Auction, and you'll see all the details there. Anything else besides land that people can take a look at with this one, Randy?
You know, it's got a digester on site, too, so there's potential for some outside income in that realm as well. Ultimately, turnkey facility ready for whoever wants to partake, heifer raising, milking cows, whatever you want to do. There's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, because am I correct that there is a freestall facility that's going to go with at least one of these parcels?
Yes. So the main parcel, tract one, sits on 113 acres with a 980-cow freestall. One's a crossfed barn, one's a tunnel and ventilation barn, but two large facilities and a milk parlor that was completely rebuilt in 2020.
Yeah, it is a very good-looking setup, folks. And like we said, all you have to do is pop on over to the steffesgroup.com website, and you'll be able to find the details there. How do you, if there's extra questions on this one, Randy, I know this is your wheelhouse when it comes to conducting this business. You want them to pick up the phone and give the office a call, or how can they get more details?
Absolutely, give the office a call. They can call my cell phone. They can shoot an email. All the information is on the website there. Get a hold of us one way or another. They'll get you to me. If you're looking for a tour or just more information, get a hold of us and we'll get you back.
Again, like we said, folks, this is an auction that opens on August 20th and will close on August 27th at 1 p.m. So if you've got any interest at all, now is a good time to start doing your research. Again, Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group, the best place to start, their advanced website, steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFES Group. .com for this Dane County Dairy and Land Auction just outside of Sun Prairie. If you have more questions and you want to follow up, as always, give them a call, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Prime parcels coming up for sale August 20 through August 27th. Find it all, steffesgroup.com. Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Back to school. Whether you're jumping on a yellow school bus or put that backpack on headed to campus, Bavaria Sausage is thinking about you. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke reminding you, want to keep it simple? Do all your shopping online. BavariaSausage.com. There's a brand new website in development, so check back often and see what they've got. I know what they've got right now. Some really healthy snacks that can be included in those lunch boxes or tucked into that backpack for studying enjoyment. Those lawn yoggers, new flavors available all the time. And listen, if you're one of the folks dropping the kids off, you want to make life a little simpler, one brand new product that's available at the Fitchburg location, some pre-cut chicken breasts. It's all about an evolving menu that they're working on at Bavaria Sausage. So like I said, check back often at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, if you're in the area, or online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. BavariaSausage.com. Tell them the Farm Babe sent ya.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, it's just about back to school time, and students outside the yellow buses are headed back to school as well. College campuses starting to come alive. We're keeping track of what's happening with agriculture enrollment on our three key UW campuses, UW River Falls, UW Madison, this morning, UW Platteville. Ben Jarbo's got the update.
UW-Platteville has one of the few ag schools in the state. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Tara Montgomery's given us a look at what the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville is going to look like this fall.
So in the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville, we have seven majors, ag business, ag education, animal science, dairy science, ecological restoration and resource management, environmental horticulture, and soil and crop science. And so across the seven different programs, we're actually doing pretty well with our enrollment. We've, this end of this week, we'll have our last new student enrollment days where students come in and enroll for their classes. We also have an uptick in transfer students. So it's been really encouraging to see the number of students who have maybe started somewhere else and weren't really sure what they wanted to do and have found a focus in agriculture. Sometimes it's because they've had an experience maybe in an internship, or a lot of times it's because they weren't really sure that they wanted to go back to the farm, and then started to realize that, you know, agriculture has a lot of cool technology and is really crucial. And so when we look at agriculture, it's amazing to think, you know, we're always going to have to feed the world, but we also have to think about things like sustainability. And so a lot of students are circling back around to figure out how can they help really make some advancements. And so while we always have students who are interested, for example, in ag education, there's been a lot of an increase in students who are interested in things like agronomy and soil science, as well as looking at the business side of things. So we've seen a little bit of an increase over the last couple of years since the pandemic, which really kind of hurt, I think, numbers across the board. But we're looking pretty strong at, you know, right around 500, 525 students.
What would you say are like the very top majors that you guys offer there in the ag program?
Well, animal science, I would say by far, is our most popular because lots of people grow up with dogs and cats, and they realize how important those animals are to them and to their family. And so they really want to try to make sure that the animals have the best life possible. So pre-vet is very common. When students come in, they want to be a veterinarian so they can help dogs and cats and other animals. But it's interesting because they come to classes. They start with a class like Intro to Animal Science, and they realize there's so much more to animal science than what they understood from the kinds of things that they maybe got from a high school biology class or things like that. So it's always our most popular major, but it's always interesting to see how students change their perspective once they get into some of our introductory classes and get out to Pioneer Farm and get to interact, you know, kind of across the board.
Tara Montgomery with the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville. I'm Ben Jarbo.
All right, Ben, appreciate the perspective. We'll catch up with UW River Falls as well as the College of Ag in Madison as well for a fall update. Well, the market's updated so far in Chicago. Right now we've got December corn that's currently unchanged at $3.97. November soybeans this morning are up about a nickel, $9.67. The September wheat's down three right now, $5.26 a bushel. Dairy had a good day yesterday. Barrel cheese gained 7 cents at $2.16. 40-pound block cheese up two at $2.02. Double A butter, that was down 2 cents, still at $3.12 a pound. Our fluid milk for September this morning that goes into cheese, down six, $21.28 a hundredweight. Want to wish best of luck to my friends at the Badgers Team and Gas Engine Club grounds just outside of Baraboo. Their 61st annual show starts August 16th through the 18th, and they are featuring the J.I. Case Heritage Foundation 38th Annual Exposition. J.I. Case Machinery, the emphasis for that big event. Again, starting Friday through Sunday just outside of Baraboo. Go to BadgerSteamAndGas.com if you want to find details about the big event.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
This guy, real nice text for our boy Mike Pritzel. He goes, good morning, Johnny and the Mayor. Gotta love the Civic Media app as I'm driving through Sturgis, South Dakota at this very moment on my way to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a little climbing school over the next 2 weeks. Love the ability to listen to you fellows while I'm out west. Have a great week.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
And that app is so easy to,
yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
While there with alfalfa coming off, the wheat being harvested, and now we've got time to take a breath. Catch me up to speed on what your crew in Monroe has been doing as far as services for your trade area and some of the issues that are top of mind you want to share this morning.
Yeah, thanks. We've been busy, much like everybody, with finishing up fungicide here. We're almost to the end of it. We'll be by the end of this week for sure. So that's been a good run. Kept a lot of eyes out in the field looking for different diseases and that, trying to stay ahead of it. You've probably heard, or many have heard, there's a little bit of tar spots speckled in our trade area. It's not widespread that I've found, but we have found a few spots of it. So trying to keep an eye on that, looking at bugs and beans, and then thinking about soil sampling for the months to come here as the crop gets off. Obviously, the wheat's off already, So if anybody needs that sampled, we can get that done. And then silage is probably about a month out, maybe a little bit more, depending on what our weather looks like here the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. But kind of gearing up for fall, trying to see what we're taking off for yields, and then correlate it back to what do we need to put back on the fields.
Yeah. Let's talk about the insect situation out there, because you make a good point for those folks that might have had an erratic planting schedule this spring. Maybe you got in early, then you got moved out because of the water. You said that's really attractive to our insect population this year.
Yeah. So there's unfortunately, we've had some guys replant once, some twice. So any corn that was planted either late because we were held out because of the water or we had to replant, those plants are starting to silk now or will be shortly. Obviously, with brown silk on a lot of other stuff, we're at a R2 currently today on a lot of corn. So those silks that are hanging out are not as tasty for these beetles that are flying around, whether they're rootworms or Japanese beetles. So if you do have some late planting, I would recommend getting one of my team out there or yourself and look at those fields, because it's about like throwing a pizza in the middle of a park with 1,000 teenagers in it. They're going to find it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good anomaly. Very good. Let's talk a little again. Steve Bailey along with us. He's the Helena Agri Manager down in the Monroe Market. We also have folks that are out there still struggling to try to figure out what to do with the alfalfa. This has been just a year to wring your hands on which cutting is going to end up being your best cutting. But we are pulling nutrients every time we take that cutting. Steve, what are you advising folks to think about when it comes to, setting up? If you are still going to take one cut before maybe first frost or something like that, how do you want to set it up fertilizer-wise?
Yeah, so if you just took a crop off, we can get in there with our floaters and spread some fertilizer. There is a few bugs still out there. So if you are needing hay or maybe short because of the weather we've had, there's a program called the Haymaker Program. It's a foliar nutritional program we run quite often with our high producers. So there is opportunity to push that yield, tonnage, and feed quality yet And then obviously if we need that hay to finish out feeding your cattle, keeping the bugs out of it would be a big deal. Another thing I would challenge guys to think about is the winter hardiness of this alfalfa. A lot of it has to depend on how much potassium that plant can put in the roots before it goes dormant. So that'll help with your winter hardiness. And whether that's foliar feeding it to give it a little bit of a boost or making sure you get some potassium out there, potash out there after you do take this next cut so we can get through the winter if it is a tough one.
Yeah.
Coming at us.
Yeah, yeah. Start thinking forward, that is for sure. Very good, Steve. Steve Bailey joining us from Helena Agri. He's down in the Monroe Marketplace. Like he said, everything from that fungicide application, keeping an eye on tar spot, the insects that are still finding those plants very attractive and thinking ahead as far as nutrition needs on the alfalfa and soil samples that will help you make decisions this winter. They can do it all. Want to find your location? Just go to HelenaAgri.com. Steve Bailey from Helena in Monroe along with us. I'm PM Yankee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Just when you thought America's farmers are all deeply depressed about their economic prospects, this comes along. Details today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
So many news outlets, and Farm to Fork is one of them, have been reporting how worried farmers are these days about their economic survival prospects. Now, the Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer comes along with news that farmers are actually kind of optimistic. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Minter.
And that was a surprise. I certainly wasn't expecting a rise in the barometer this month. The bigger surprise, I guess, was both of the sub-indices, the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations, were up. The Current Condition Index up 10 points compared to last month. Future Expectations up 7 points compared to June.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer.
I was definitely surprised, particularly with the Index of Current Conditions. When you project net returns for corn and soybeans in 2024, I think this could be one of the worst years in terms of net returns since 2007.
Yet the July Ag Barometer, a survey of farmer sentiment, showed improvement over the June reading almost across the board. Another aspect of the farmer survey sheds some light on the reasons why some ag equipment makers are laying off workers. And I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, it's been a while, but Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration is back in the studio with us.
And we're moving with the Melcors with Ben and Deanna Melcor.
Join us.
Minow and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.